Now you kiss and Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna read it. Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, they're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. You missed in the first hour, you can download that, The Fan Podcast, at 10inthefan.com or wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with Bronify.
Such a good NBA player he is.
Hey, he got us some shots.
I love that whole situation, they like had the entire offseason to hype it up, and it just was flat.
And then the assistant coach trying to tell him, yeah, hey, you kind of didn't do that great here. And it almost looked like Bronny was clueless even trying to understand what he was saying.
Hey, you kind of suck as a player. But anyway, Hong Kong is cool. Coming up in a half hour, we'll have Fair or Foul. But let's get into it, guys. Let's not beat around the bush here. Yankees, Dodgers in the World Series. First time matchup between these two clubs since 1981. Where if my math checks out, I believe the Dodgers won that World Series in five games. I'd have to go back and look. I will be honest, as a wannabe baseball historian, the 80s are not a pretty time for Major League Baseball.
It was bad.
Just throwing that out there.
Well, I mean, the amphetamines, the cocaine, or the baseball scores of the games themselves, the errors.
It's just, I think there's a real lack of superstars. I mean, there's great guys, Tom Seaver, George Brett. Like, there's some really great players in the 80s. But Steve Garvey. Like, but there's just not, you know, the machine is done, Jackson's done. Were before the 90s, where the Braves dynasty.
Yeah,
so the 80s are a little bit of a weird spot. But here we are. The New York Yankees, the Los Angeles Dodgers playing for the World Series. And I think there's so much that's fascinating about this. Look, I know everyone wants to sit around and say, F the Dodgers, F the Yankees, and that's true. But as baseball fans, this is pretty great.
Yeah, well, F the Dodgers, F the Yankees. As a baseball fan, no.
We can still say that. You can still sit here and say F the Dodgers and F the Yankees. But from a baseball standpoint, game one, there are going to be five players on the field that have won an MVP.
I mean, between marquee franchises, when is the last time we had a World Series matchup of two major like teams like this that are two of the most popular? I'd have to go year by year.
I mean, maybe Yankees Phillies
in
09.
Yeah.
Yankees Braves,
Cardinals Red Sox.
Yeah.
But still, I mean,
but it's not.
It's the Dodgers Yankees, man.
I know you like laugh and giggle about that, but I think you're right, Joe.
Nothing else carries that, right?
I think that's what this is. And it's not even just that it's Dodgers, Yankees. It's that it's Judge, Soto, Stanton, Ohtani, Betts, Freeman. And
it's got star power.
You've got Walker Buehler and Yamamoto.
Your guy, Garrett Cole.
You've got Garrett Cole. Aaron Boone and Dave Roberts. I saw something today. Aaron Boone hit a walk-off in the ALCS against the Red Sox for the Yankees in 2003. And in 2004, Dave Roberts stole a famous base against the Yankees in the ALCS. And so there's that. I mean, you've got high-profile name managers. I don't think you have high-profile quality managers. But there's a lot of action going around here. Kike Hernandez has had great games against the Yankees.
Listen, it's no White Sox Astros, but it'll do.
That 05 series might be the worst World Series I've ever watched.
Any World Series involving the Colorado Rockies can be put on that list.
No, because the Red Sox won that year.
I'm sorry.
Which makes it exciting.
It makes it even worse. The Red Sox winning in any capacity makes it, that World Series worse.
Well, and it was Matt Holliday's chin that shouldn't have gotten them in, but got them in. I mean, yeah, but the Rockies are boring.
I love Matt Holliday.
Yeah, I mean, looking at it, though, I would say probably that 09. You're probably right on that.
But, I mean, it's hyped. It's Mahomes Brady. You know what I mean? Like, Kansas City, Mahomes has lost the Super Bowl. The only Super Bowl he's lost was to Tom Brady. Like, that's what you want to see. You want to see Kobe versus Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Like, you want to see that. And we get that. We get arguably the two best players in baseball in Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. But then you get the nerd over here, that's me, and says, well, I get Mookie Betts, Juan Soto.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then you can even go deeper on that, Freddie Freeman, Giancarlo Stanton. You know, like, there is so much. I push back on the idea that this is a bad World Series.
Oh.
I think we're not jazzed as fans of our teams and such.
I think literally we don't like this matchup is because the fan bases are insufferable.
Yeah.
It's to
and money and cash rules everything around me.
Market, money, and fan base. I don't know. I don't think it's a player standpoint. I don't really think there's anybody off the top of my mind that is unlikable on any of these teams. I would say the closest to unlikable probably for you is Jazz Chisholm.
To me? To everybody.
I don't know. I really hate that John Birdie guy. Real pain in the ass.
Teoscar Hernandez really pisses me off.
Yeah, because he was good with the Dodgers and wasn't with the Mariners.
That's funny.
I think this should be fun.
It will be. I hope, well, quite frankly, I hope the Yankees flame out in spectacular fashion. But that's my bias showing. I'll put it away.
Sure.
I'll zip back up. I hope, as a baseball fan, that this is an epic 7-game series and one of
big
the best
moments from everybody. Like, I want Garrett Cole to go out there in game 4 and be dominant when the Yankees are down, you know, 2 games to 1 or something like that. I want to see Ohtani hit a home run in the 6th.
You want to see Aaron Judge pull like a Reggie Jackson, Mr. October moment, four home runs in a World Series.
Yeah, I want to see Mookie Betts have some insane catch in right field that saves a game.
Because also, baseball needs this to be one of the best World Series. I mean, you're going to get people paying attention to this World Series that, in other words, would not care if it was, quite frankly, Cleveland, New York Mets.
Correct. Seriously.
To where I think Cleveland, Royals, New York Mets would actually be a more fun series as a baseball fan. But not as like the larger population.
It's less about fan bases, I think, maybe than like football, because the Patriots or the Chiefs had like such long runs as dynasties, but like the Yankees haven't been there for a while. I'm the Astros, like we're all so happy that they aren't even close this year. Like I'm trying to think of like other than the Astros and Giants, what was the last like true hated baseball dynasty in the last 20 years? And those are the only couple that really come to mind.
Yeah, nobody hated the Giants being good.
Yeah, and exactly. It's about the markets themselves. It's about the big fan bases. But I'm, like I said, not thinking about it like I would think about the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I'm stoked for a World Series between the two highest paid teams and the two, I think, best teams in baseball.
Well, actually, the number 2 and the number 5, technically.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Because
Dodgers are only the 5th highest payroll.
The Dodgers did sneak down
for now, and that's because they've deferred all their money.
Yeah,
15, 20 years down the road, I can't wait 10 years
when the Dodgers aren't good and they're the 2nd highest payroll in baseball.
Yeah, the Mets are still paying Bobby Bonilla, by the way.
They're lucky
it's only
to get
like 1.5.
They're lucky to get past those scrappy.
They're
Mets.
Paying Verlander like 20.
Those scrappy that's Mets, true. They were lucky to get past. You know, that just so happened to have the highest payroll in all of baseball this year. But
big market teams win. Well, the Mets lost.
They got to the championship series. That's pretty good.
I did like that the payroll for Soto, Judge, and Stanton is more than the entire Guardians team.
I'm not shocked by that at all. That tracks 100%.
Now Cleveland pays the squad like $50 million a year.
Did you know that there are teams that think that that is actually a crappy way of doing business out there?
Hey, my team was in the ALCS, so I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if we don't vomit on ourselves game one and two, we might be in the World Series.
The Pirates are like, what the hell? How come we can't do this?
So you have like three power hitters, but yeah.
All right, let's do this. When we come back, let's get into this series. Let's talk about who you got, how you feel this turns out, the pluses, the minuses, and everything. I think it's going to be real quick. I think it's going to be real swift. I can't speak for Schultze over there behind the glass, but I think Joe and I are on the same page. We'll do that next. That is Joe Fisher next to me, Schultze on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris, 1080 The Fan. Just a reminder, Wu-Tang is for the children as we get into this. Fair foul coming up in about 10 minutes or so. But let's get into this. Dodgers-Yankees in the World Series. Game one, starters announced. It'll be Jack Flaherty on the bump and Chavez Ravine against Gerrit Cole. And, you know, we can kind of open this up and we can go wherever we want. I'm really happy that, I mean, I'm sad because I wanted to watch like game one of the World Series today or tomorrow, but I kind of like that game one is on Friday, which let both teams kind of show their hand. Potentially, like, there's a chance that Gerrit Cole pitches game 1, 4, and 7. It'll probably 1, 5, and if he's got to come out of the pen in 7, Flaherty may be the same, but I like that we see this. I think these are the best options for both teams. However, that's just game one. Talk about the full series, Joe. What is the team that you like, and why is it that you like them to win this thing?
I love the Dodgers to win this.
You
thing.
Love the Dodgers.
Love the Dodgers. I am on the Dodgers because I feel that they're 1-3/4/ right now, the way that the entire lineup is playing is better than their 1-4, 5, 9. I just think that top to bottom, their offense is better than New York. I think New York was able to escape out of Cleveland because they made less mistakes than Cleveland.
I don't think New York looked very good against Cleveland. I think there were moments from Soto and Judge and Stanton that made them why they cost so much money.
But
they didn't look good.
And their bullpen started to show itself again towards the back half of that series.
I was texting Rop, and Rop was kind of, you know, he was like, this Yankee bullpen looks really good right now. And then after game three, I text him and I was like, that's Clay Holmes. That's Luke Weaver. That's what I expected eventually to get to.
It's all right. We can throw out Mark Leiter Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Al Leiter's kid.
Al Leiter's kid was not good.
Yeah. I just have way more confidence in that Dodgers team, top to bottom, both sides of the ball, I guess you could say, that they're going to be able to stay focused, produce more offense, which they did in both of their respective series. I mean, they put up, again, a billion runs in seemingly the last three games of that Mets series.
Wow, that Nate McMillan is a bench coach for J.J. Redick.
Yeah, Nate McMillan and Scotty Brooks.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Anyway, continue.
Loaded up.
Gosh, you know, I'm just so happy for Bronny.
Just stop. No.
I'm with you on this, Joe. I also love the Dodgers in this series. I know baseball wants it to go 6 or 7. I'll give my prediction right now. I think it's Dodgers in 5. I'm with you. I think 1-9 batting wise is extremely better than the Yankees in this. And it's because of really 7, 8, 9. And I'll throw Jazz Chisholm in that. Like, Jazz is a lot of talk, but man, being on the cover of MLB The Show based on what you actually do are completely different human beings. Is this Peyton Hillis? Like, is that what we're doing here? Because I have not been impressed with Jazz in the playoffs in any way, shape, or form. They can't figure out first base. Verdugo's been okay, but I don't trust him to come down the stretch. I think the biggest thing for me is both of these teams have massive question marks in their staff, starters and reliever. Now, I think the Dodgers relievers are slightly better than the Yankee relievers, but I don't love either of them.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've seen against the Mets, and what I will give an insane amount of credit to Dave Roberts, I can't believe I'm saying that, is Dave Roberts against the Mets managed that bullpen brilliantly.
Well, and
that's been my biggest knock on him, is that he has not been very good about managing that bullpen in past years. With Kenley Jansen, I'm going too early with him. I've got Blake Treinen, who's clearly pitching better than Kenley Jansen, but I'm going to use Treinen in a non-important moment to get to Jansen in an important moment when it should have been the opposite. And I'll give him credit. I don't think Boone can do that.
I don't think he has the horses for it. You look, I mean, it's Kopech, it's Bonda, Brazier, Hudson. And Hudson went four innings to clean up and save the bullpen, which I think was really important in that championship series against the Mets. So it's just not really a competition. You literally are looking at a new guy in Weaver, like newish in the last half a season for the Yankees, that has exploded onto the scene, and he's already had his balloon popped. But the Dodgers guys, they're just more experienced, period. And there's more of them.
I just love their offense. I mean,
me too.
Really,
me too.
It's like you
I
have guys.
Like their starters more.
You have guys that are just playing, and they've shown themselves throughout the season. But everybody seems to be clicking, like outside of like Will Smith. But even he had a homer in their last playoff game against the Mets. It's just Kike Hernandez, Tommy Edman, Max Muncy, Teoscar. I mean, it's the 1-6-7.
Even if Gavin Lux comes in, I like him more than Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, I am just...
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the starting staff real quick, okay? I've talked at length this season about this Dodgers staff being unimpressive.
Well,
let's look at the best three starters of each team, okay?
I think, if I may. Yeah, you're good.
The best three starters of the Dodgers right now are Yamamoto, Flaherty, and Buehler. The best three starters for the Yankees are Cole, Rodon, and Heel.
Yeah. I mean, I know.
I'll take the Dodgers in that. And Flaherty and Yamamoto and Buehler have been hit around. And I'll take those guys over the other guys any day.
See, and I feel like the starting pitching, that is closer of a... of a matchup than the offense, where I feel like there is a gap in the offense 1-9 between these two teams. Whereas I feel like if you want to rank the starting pitchers like 1-6, 1-7, whatever, Cole's one. I mean, Carlos Rodon, the way that he has looked this postseason at points, you could make the argument that he's even two.
And I would make the same argument that Buehler is two.
When Buehler is on,
he's on. Yes. But when he's not, it's really bad right now.
And then Yamamoto and Flaherty have just been so inconsistent that you don't know what you're going
to
get
from
on a night-to-night basis. But I would probably put Flaherty in that 3 or 4 range.
Sure.
And then, again, Yamamoto...
I can't trust Rodon. Rodon is the one that I'm just out on. I can't put my eggs in a... If I'm a Yankee fan and Rodon's on the mound, I'm terrified. You know, I'm Trump in a McDonald's, like,
yeah,
losing my
quarter
ass.
Pounder right now.
Yeah, that's anybody in a McDonald's right now with a quarter pounder.
Good.
This sounds weirdly delicious at this point.
I would eat the hell out of one.
I could
right
go
now.
For a Mickey D's QP,
yeah, you guys are
right,
making
now.
Me hungry
QP right now. QP right now. Little sweet and sour with some fries.
Have you had that Big McChicken yet?
No.
Neither have I.
You know what
it sounds
like? It sounds like the McGangbang.
Yeah, we've already done this, right?
Well,
with the secret menu.
Yeah, the double cheeseburger and the McChicken, and you put them together.
You know,
that's what it sounds like.
This is going to make me do my quarter.
Was that you and me and Joe was out?
Probably. Talking like fast food.
Talking about the
McGangbang. I can't even remember.
Oh, I quarterly look up like articles of like the most ridiculous fast food items ever created.
The secret menu stuff.
This is a quarterly thing for me, just to remind myself some of the god-awful things we've created.
Let me ask you this question real quick, since we're both choosing the Dodgers. And Schultz, I'll get your pick here in a moment as well. What do the Yankees have to do to win? Is it just Soto and Judge being out of their minds and Cole 1-4-7?
I think it has to be starting pitching that has to come through consistently, and you have to limit this Dodgers offense. Mm-hmm. I know with playoffs, like, pitching is always better,
mm-hmm.
but
Sean Manaea, Jose Quintana, what up, dudes?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's where I want
Matt Boyd.
That's where I get concerned after Cole.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you are going to be clenching onto the edge of your seat if you're a Yankees fan.
Every day.
That they are going to be able to give you something and get you through 4-5 innings. But again, then you turn it over to this bullpen. And that's a huge question mark for the Yankees. And that's why this is giving – I have so much confidence in the Dodgers able to finish this off.
Yeah, Weavers look good. Clay Holmes has looked good in the playoffs but looked terrible all year. I can't
– But again, recently –
I can't imagine thinking that I feel good if I'm a Yankee fan for a bullpen situation. But I just can't.
Clay Holmes
against Shohei Ohtani. Clay Holmes can't get – John Kenzie Noel out. Do you think he's getting Shohei out?
Dude, you want to talk about crap in your pants. I mean, Clay Holmes will be doing that when he has to face that lineup. And you said he's been better in the playoffs, but really his last two appearances have not. Like, he was doing pretty good to start the playoffs. And again, like, I think you mentioned that you and Rop were talking about their bullpen. Like, hey, their bullpen's not
Yeah, Weaver's unbelievable.
And then they showed themselves.
Exactly. And that's where I texted him. I said, hey, this is the Yankee bullpen I expected. Clay Holmes and Weaver.
There you are.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right, we'll get out on this. Schultzy, you have yet to take your pick. Be quick since we're up against it. But what do you got in this World Series? Give me team and games.
I'm going to have to go Dodgers. I'll say full seven, not just because I want this to be like a legacy World Series like MLB wants it to be, but because I do think it's going to be similar to the Yankees-Guardians. There's just going to be a lot of pop. There's going to be a lot. I mean, this is like...
You like close games?
Yeah, this is the juice that I feel like we've been waiting for in this World Series for a decade, and both teams seem ready for the billing. So, but I think Dodgers in seven.
Dodgers in seven. Joe?
I'm going Dodgers in five.
I'll take Dodgers in five as well. I love Jordan's optimism, and I hope he's right for the sake of this stupid little baseball program and the rest of Major League fans across the board. All right, we come back. Fair or Fouls next, but first, Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Ronnie Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every single Tuesday here on the Hot Corner. Let's get to it. Without further ado, we'll pass it over to our fantastic producer, Schultzy.
All right, try to stump you guys a little bit, try to have a little fun tonight, and I will throw in a Mariners question because, of course, I have to. I am a sick...
Contractually obligated to.
Yes, they should bring back the cilantro lime crickets.
No, Pete Alonso, $700 million.
I am a sick Mariners fan. Personally, I don't think he's going to Seattle. I think the Mets are just bringing him right back. But anyway,
I went back to my own abusive lady because it felt better to me. No way.
I get it. Yeah. It's nice to stick with the abuse you know. Right?
Real quick, breaking news on the Hot Corner. Fernando Valenzuela, RIP.
Oh, Fernando Valenzuela, former Dodger. Big, big, big name.
Rookie of the Year, World Series champ. 88 Fernando Valenzuela, one of the greater performances you could ever ask for from a World Series. Everybody 80. Thinks of Gibby in the 88, but it's Hershiser and Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah, that's huge, man. God, really sad loss. All right, guys. Well, maybe some more success coming for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Maybe they can do it in Fernando Valenzuela's memory or Valenzuela's memory. Guess what? It's going to cost you.
That'll be a cool game one moment.
What?
That'll be a cool game one moment.
Yeah. Either some kind of like tribute.
They'll do something.
Yeah, they'll
all
something.
Wear his number.
Yeah, they'll add
like
a patch to the hats or to the jerseys.
That'll be cool.
That'll be a really cool moment. But you're going to have to pay a lot to see that. Game one World Series tickets, y'all, are going through the roof. They were kind of climbing towards $800-$900 now in the last couple of days, have gotten over the 1,000 mark. Some are saying the minimum they're seeing on a couple of tickets websites is $1,300. We're talking nosebleed seats. We're talking standing room only in a stadium that seats that I was just at like 60,000 people. It's big. So fair or foul, guys, you would pay $1,000 a ticket
to watch your favorite team in the World Series in person, fair or foul?
Say 2,000?
1,000 a ticket. So just go yourself, 1,000 or 2,000 for
it's
you.
It's like you and the lady,
and a friend,
so it's
or the
2K.
Lady.
Could I right now in my financial situation?
Not could,
not
but
yeah.
Would.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, you're not made of money, but you can, like, things are going to suck for a little bit, but I can make this happen.
Well, it depends. Can the Mariners be in another league and the Orioles and Mariners play each other?
And get to Seattle? So yeah. you got a buddy that you can sleep at or in your car or take the train?
I'd have to depend on, like, an Orioles-Giants to be closer to home. But, again, a Giants World Series ticket's going...
Probably not easy.
Lot, yeah. No, foul. I think for $1,000, I even have a hard time, like, if I'm making way more money than I am now in, like, 10, 15 years, saying $1,000 for a ticket, it'd be like, woof, tough to swallow.
I'm the opposite of Joe. I will say fair. In 2016, I went to the World Series. I went to Game 1 and 2 of the World Series in Cleveland. Game 1, I paid about $750 a piece for me and my mom to sit in left center field.
$750 a piece?
Damn. I leveraged some inheritance to make that happen.
All right, well... okay.
You gotta do what you gotta do, baby.
You gotta do what you gotta do. And now I know
that's what I was
kind of saying.
Pour one out for you.
And then, so what's funny is I think mom and I to get into game one of the World Series is about $750 a pop. And we were only gonna go to game one and we were gonna watch game two from the bar. And then we found out game two tickets plummeted to about $400 a pop. And so we bit on those and went to game two as well. So I think. Based on the old repercussions of my actions, I think I have to say fair here. $1,000, if I'm a Yankee fan, if I'm a Dodger fan, if I'm a Yankee fan in L.A., I think I would pay $1,000 to go to that game. Although, I would hate to be a Yankee fan in the Dodger Stadium, and I would hate to be a Dodger in Yankee Stadium. Although, I actually think it'd be cooler to be a Dodger fan in Yankee Stadium. Like, if you're... Yeah. 70, if you're 60 plus, I think it'd be really cool to be a Dodger fan in Yankee Stadium because your team used to be in your town.
That's so true.
Or it was your dad's team. Like, I got a buddy of mine, he's in his mid-40s. His dad is in his 70s, and his dad is a Giants fan because... He was a New York Giants fan.
You mean like when every borough had a team?
Yeah, because he was a New York Giants fan, so he hates the Yankees because he was a Giants fan.
Brooklyn Dodgers, the New York Islanders,
He might go to that game if he was a Brooklyn Dodger fan just to root against the Yankees.
Please welcome.
Oh, there's a four-bagger.
That's a Highlander versus the Giants today in the New York borough of the Bronx.
And Jackie Robinson steals home and the Giants are up. I mean, the Dodgers are up. I forget what borough I'm in.
Just for the record, what did I do wrong? Nothing, John Sterling. Keep being you. I agree with Patrick on this. I would spend $1,000 to go see the Mariners in the World Series. But say I didn't live like near any of these cities, I would make sure it would be the home city.
Well, and that
cannot recommend going to a World Series game.
And
more.
I mean, that's the ultimate hypothetical too. Mariners in a World Series. I mean,
those tickets are going to be like $2,000.
You ever been in the same building as LeBron James and J.R. Smith with no shirt on? Just saying.
Yeah,
I have.
Well, yeah, that's pretty
hot.
That's pretty special there, bro. All right, guys. Fair or foul? This actually has to do with teams or players that have or have not done something as well. So funny you mentioned being in a arena shirtless with or a shirtless JR and LeBron there. So this is kind of a funky one, guys. The Yankees and Dodgers are meeting in the World Series for the 12th time.
The
12th time of all time.
Oh, I didn't think it was that high.
I know, right? It's kind of crazy to think about it because the last time it happened was 1981. But before that, that was the 11th time it happened. And, of course, a lot of these teams that have had extended success, they are the legacy teams, the classic eight that originally started in Major League Baseball, right? And, of course, the Dodgers and Yankees leading all teams in appearances versus each other in the World Series. But this kind of got me looking at other World Series year to year after this, guys, and I wanted to see if you could answer. Fair or foul, no expansion team created in 1961 or later has faced the same opponent more than once in a World Series. Fair or foul,
No expansion team created in 61 or later has faced the same opponent more than once in a World Series.
Gosh, I'm going to jump on this. That has to be foul. 61? That's a long
expansion,
time.
So not movement. So, like, the Atlanta Braves were in Milwaukee.
Yeah, that doesn't
so
count.
So they don't count.
I don't know. That's so still expansion a lot teams, of...
The A's don't count.
You're right. The A's do not count.
So expansion teams, you're talking Brewers.
Brewers, Royals,
Brewers,
Seattle
Mariners. Royals, Rockies, Marlins, Diamondbacks, D-backs. Mariners.
Blue Jays.
Yeah. Blue Jays, came in Expos.
With the yeah, Expos.
When you put it that way, and we've had a lot of...
Orioles, I think, at some point.
Padres.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of...
Angels.
I mean, really over the last... God, 20, 30 years, we've had a lot of first-time matchups in the World Series. Like, we don't get a lot of rematches.
Oh, no, the Twins, sorry, we're around in the 20s. My bad. I'm wrong. Wrong on the Twins.
We really don't get a lot of rematches, like
Golden State and Cleveland again, LeBron and Curry.
You know, it's a lot
That's
of...
a great impression. That Marv Albert's really good, dude.
I'm not even going to try and attempt it again.
No, don't, but that was good there, dude.
I'll pay you $20 to touch me.
That's pretty good.
I'll wear these pantyhose and smack you. Oh no, the police are here.
I will say fair, and the team I'm going to choose is the Tejas Rangers.
So you're saying foul then?
Foul, yes. Yeah, I think Texas is the team. And if it's not, Detroit doesn't count because they've been forever, right?
Yeah. You are incorrect. Yeah, it is actually fair that no team has faced the same opponent, at least an expansion team, since 61, more than once in the World Series.
I feel like I was starting to change my answer. I didn't know I'd officially say fair because...
So, this is a weird one because there are only 20 matchups of teams that have occurred two or more times in the World Series.
And I'm saying...
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah.
20 of all time?
Of all time.
Well, again...
Dodgers, Yankees, Yankees, Giants, Cardinals, Giants, A's, Giants, Yankees, Braves, Cubs, Tigers, Red Sox, Cardinals, Tigers, Cardinals. Like, this is all the legacy teams.
Just yeah.
The Reds in there a couple. But that's literally it. It's just the original eight.
Because Arizona played the Yankees.
Exactly.
Texas played the Giants.
Yeah, this was my point, is that, like, if you just think back of the last 20, 25 World Series, they're always, like, there aren't rematches.
No.
It's this team playing this team for the first time. White Sox, Astros,
yeah,
or
the
Rockies,
Yankees,
Red Sox.
The Yankees run is all different teams.
Yep.
No, they played the Braves twice, but those are legacy teams.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Sorry.
But they're legacy teams.
They're on here twice, yeah.
I mean, the Giants, their three World Series that they have were all against different teams.
Detroit, Texas.
And Kansas City.
And Kansas City, you are correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems like not only do we not get repeat champions, we don't get repeat matchups in World Series.
Braves went to a bunch of World Series, but they lost to the Twins and they lost to the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Crazy.
Pretty crazy question. Yeah, just dive down a baseball memory lane there.
Good
all right, guys.
Work.
Appreciate y'all. You too.
Yes!
Both of you guys were right on
He's
it.
He's got it.
Sorry.
The facial.
Oh, Marv Albert. Oh, Marv. All right, fair foul. We'll wrap it up with this, guys. The Seattle Mariners, of course, need to add probably two hitters to their lineup. Not really started the offseason yet, but we're still wondering what they're going to do. Jerry DePoto's already said they will not trade starting pitching. That is a nice, good old foundation of their team, but it is the best part of their team. They can trade a great part to make the worst part hitting better, but they said they're not going to do that. One other part they could trade to make hitting better, young prospects. They were willing to do that at the trade deadline, so guys, fair or foul, the Mariners will trade one of their top prospects for an MLB-ready hitter this offseason.
I mean, it's tough. It's depending on, think, an MLB top hitter that's not a free agent on a team that's not very good. So, guys, you're going to have a shot at Paul Goldschmidt.
Well, he's a free agent, right?
He is a free agent. Willy Adames, but shortstop, you kind of, I think you like JP there. Pete
Tyler
Alonso
O'Neal.
Is going to cost a lot of money. Santander, who knows what that market looks like for Santander.
Well, it's going to look a lot better after the year he just had. 40 and, dongs and 100 RBIs.
And I, you know, the Mariners aren't in on Juan Soto. But are the Mariners in on Alex Bregman?
I hope not.
That's all free agent.
As long as the trash can comes with.
So now the question is, you know, who's around that's available that you could trade those young prospects for?
A Ryan McMahon, maybe?
Is that worth one of your top young prospects? I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Ryan McMahon plays in Coors. Going to Safeco is a very different situation.
Cardinals trying to rebuild, possibly trading Wilson Contreras. One of the best hitters in the last four seasons.
Maybe Arenado's on the block.
I mean, he's a little too old. I'm thinking younger MLB-ready player, like 32 and under here. We can't go for old guy.
But I don't know. I don't know if there's guys like Devers out there that are available.
Well, no. You'd be stupid if the Red Sox...
But is Vladdy available? Like, maybe Vladdy is the option.
He's got 1 year left.
Is Vladdy available for a top prospect? That's what he's going to cost.
Yep. Possibly two for him.
I will say foul. I don't think they make a trade for a bat. I think their best chance is to sign somebody.
I'm going
to
say foul as... Oh, trade. Yeah.
Trade-wise, I'm out on that.
I'm going to say
foul. If you're not trading arms.
Because Jerry DePoto seemingly only does trades for middle tier. Who the hell is that guy? Why is he important? Okay, here's this weird
advanced metric. He was great 3 years ago.
Yeah,
a Rosarena the exception.
Exactly.
In a down year.
And Justin Turner. Yeah. Also, he made those he made those moves when his ass was against the wall.
In a down year.
I'm going to say foul. Yeah. I don't see him pulling a move like that.
All right, that is fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up hot corner today to the fan. All right, World Series on Friday. I got the Dodgers in five. Joe's got the Dodgers in five. Schultzy will take the Dodgers in seven. I hope we're surprised for the sake of entertainment.
Yeah, and my parlay's ruined. Do you have 24 cents, dude?
I do have 24 cents.
Can I borrow it, please?
But you owe me a penny.
Cash out. I'm done.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll catch you next week, my friends. It's World Series. It's the best. It's the Fall Classic. It's the best thing this game has to offer. I know you hate the Yankees and the Dodgers. Just enjoy watching
the biggest
superstars in baseball play each other on the big stage.
I just hate their fans.
That's okay. I'm right there with you. Throw the Red Sox in there as well, and you can call me Shirley. So have fun. Have fun this week and enjoy yourself. We'll see you next week. Hot Corner for Joe Fisher, Schultzy on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.